Good evening. This is Akashwani. I'm Anuja Kumar with the World News. The headlines. U.S. President Donald Trump says Pakistan is actively testing nuclear weapons. India expresses condolences at loss of lives due to devastating earthquake in Afghanistan as death toll reaches 20. Sends relief materials including medicines. India and New Zealand begin fourth round of negotiations on free trade agreement. And in Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan sworn in as the president for second term amid tight security after unrest. And now the news in detail. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that Pakistan is among those countries that have been actively testing nuclear weapons. Speaking to a TV channel, Mr. Trump claimed that Russia, China, North Korea, and Pakistan are conducting nuclear tests.
We're going to test nuclear weapons like other countries do. Yeah, Russia's testing and China's testing them too. You just don't know about it. We have to talk about it. No, we're going to test because they test. Certainly, North Korea's been testing. Pakistan's been testing. They test way underground where people don't know exactly what's happening with the test. You feel a little bit of a vibration. They test and we don't test. We have to test. And Russia did make a little bit of a threat the other day when they said they were going to do certain forms of a different level of testing.
Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law terminating the already defunct plutonium disposal agreement with the US, which had been aimed at limiting the production of nuclear weapons-grade material. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said India and Bahrain witnessed steady growth in bilateral trade and investment in the recent years. In his opening remarks at the 5th India-Bahrain High Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined the launch of electronic visa or e-visa system to encourage the visit of nationals of Bahrain.
We have also seen a steady growth of bilateral trade and investment between our countries. We welcome investors from Bahrain to come and explore investment opportunities in India. Conclusion of a bilateral investment treaty and the establishment of a joint working group on trade and investment will further boost our economic ties. We are working on various initiatives to strengthen our cooperation in the field of healthcare. Our space agencies are also making progress for deepening their collaboration.
Speaking on the occasion, Bahrain's Foreign Minister Dr. Abdel Latif bin Rashid Al Zayani said the economic links remain central to the relationship, which has flourished across various fields.
Bahrain and India established diplomatic relations over 50 years ago in 1971. Our rich historical ties extend back nearly 5,000 years, rooted in trade and cultural exchange between the ancient civilizations of Dilmun and the Indus Valley. Today, these economic links remain central to our relationship, which has flourished across various fields. India continues to be one of Bahrain's primary trading partners.
India has extended condolences over the loss of lives caused by a devastating earthquake in Afghanistan, where the death toll has risen to 20. More than 500 people were injured after a 6.3 magnitude earthquake struck the northern part of the country, shaking multiple regions including Balkh, Samagan and Baghlan provinces last night. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, in a social media post, said that he spoke with his Afghan counterpart, Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi, this afternoon to convey his condolences at the loss of lives in the earthquake. He noted that Indian relief materials for the earthquake-affected communities were being handed over today, with additional supplies of medicines expected to arrive soon. The minister also mentioned that the two leaders discussed the progress of India-Afghanistan bilateral relations. He welcomed the strengthening of people-to-people ties between the two nations and appreciated the exchange of views on the regional situation. The fourth round of negotiations for the India-New Zealand Free Trade Agreement, FTA, commenced today in Auckland. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry said negotiations in this round are focusing on key areas including trade in goods, trade in services and rules of origin. It added that both sides are working constructively to build on the progress achieved in earlier rounds to reach convergence on outstanding issues and move towards the early conclusion of the FTA. In Nepal, three persons, including two local guides and a foreigner, were killed, while 8 others went missing in an avalanche that occurred at the Yalun Ri base camp in Rolwaling area of Gaurishankar Rural Municipality 9 this morning. Yalung Ri is a trekking peak in the Great Himalayan Trail in the Rolwaling region of Bagmati province, standing at 5,630 meters. There were as many as 15 foreign climbers along with Nepali guides in the team. According to sources, the rescue operation got delayed as the Rolwaling area is a prohibited zone for flying choppers. Search for the missing ones continues. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. In Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan was sworn in as the president of the East African country for a second term amid tight security, following an election marred by violent protests and opposition rejection. The inauguration ceremony was held in the capital, Dodoma, today. Ms. Samia was declared the winner on Saturday with 98% of the vote after several opposition leaders were either jailed or barred from contesting election. In a victory speech, Ms. Samia said the poll was free and democratic and described the protesters as unpatriotic. International observers have raised concerns over the transparency of the election and reports of violence that left hundreds of people killed and injured. President of Spain's Valencia region, Carlos Mazón, has announced his resignation, bowing to intense public fury and political pressure over his administration's handling of the deadly floods which devastated the region over a year ago. Mazón has previously defended his administration, saying there was no government in the world that has the tools to alter, stop or avoid an episode of torrential rains. The Abu Dhabi International Petroleum Exhibition and Conference 2025 opened today at the Abu Dhabi National Exhibition Centre, drawing over 2 lakh participants from 172 countries. The 4-day event, running till Thursday, is the world's largest energy gathering. India has established a strong presence this year, reflecting its growing role in the global energy transition. The pavilions were inaugurated by Indian Ambassador of India to the UAE, Dr. Deepak Mittal said. Presence of over 150 Indian companies offering a diverse range of products is testament of the growing strength of the Indian manufacturing and service sector. Ministry of External Affairs Secretary Saud Dr. Nina Malhotra chaired a consultation meeting with Arab ambassadors in New Delhi today. MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the meeting discussed efforts to further strengthen cooperation between India and the League of Arab States. The Indian Olympic Association, IOA, has announced cash rewards for athletes and coaches for their exceptional performances at the 3rd Asian Youth Games held at Manama in Bahrain last month, where India secured a commendable total of 48 medals across various sporting disciplines. Gold medalists will receive 5 lakh rupees each, silver medalists will be awarded 3 lakh, and bronze medalists 2 lakh rupees. Fourth place finishers will get 50,000 rupees each, and coaches of the medal-winning athletes will be honoured with 1 lakh rupees each. In addition, both the boys and girls kabaddi teams will receive 10 lakh rupees each. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. US President Donald Trump says Pakistan is actively testing nuclear weapons. India expresses condolences at loss of lives due to devastating earthquake in Afghanistan as death toll reaches 20. Sends relief materials, including medicines. India and New Zealand begin fourth round of negotiations on free trade agreement. And in Tanzania, Samia Suluhu Hassan sworn in as the president for second term amid tight security after unrest. That concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.